It all sounded so good, but it has all gone so wrong.
Hello, everybody. I'd like to chat with you today about probably the worst piece of legislation the Liberals have passed in the past 4 years, and it's called Bill C-75. Now, mind you, they passed a lot of different bills. A lot of them are very nice, but this probably is the most detrimental to society and probably going to be the most costly in the long run. And I'll explain why once I show you what other people have to say about the bill, because this is bothering a lot of people, including MPs from the Conservative Party. It doesn't seem any of the other parties are bothered by it, but the Green Party and the Conservatives are the only ones that spoke out. But basically, what the reason for this bill was to unclog the courts, because people were getting off without paying for the crime. They were getting thrown out of court because it was taking too long or whatever, and that's the problem. When really, there's a good fix for this, and I'm going to tell you after, in the end, what the fix is. Right now, I want to introduce you to some people who have some pretty intense things to say about Bill C-75. Have a watch.
So, contrary to the minister's claims, Bill C-75 has everything to do with sentencing and everything to do with watering down sentences for the most serious of offenses. Bill C-75 is a terrible bill for victims. It is a terrible bill for public safety.
Michael Spratt's been quoted in this debate before, the former chair of the Canadian Criminal Lawyers Association. But as he put it, quote, "It all sounded so good, but it has all gone so wrong."
Thank you, and good evening, Mr. Chair and senators. Thank you for inviting the all-party parliamentary group to end modern-day slavery and human trafficking to appear before you on Bill C-75. Human trafficking is a horrific and brutal crime that's growing in Canada and all around the world, and it's often described as a form of modern slavery. Human trafficking is probably happening within 10 blocks of where you live. We know the vast majority of human victims in Canada are female and young, and while those most at risk include Indigenous women and youth, teenage runaways, and children who are in protection, we know that anybody can become a victim of human trafficking. The All-Party Group has reviewed the amendments proposed by C-75 around human trafficking and has serious concerns about the consequences of such amendments that they will have on the successfully addressing human trafficking in Canada. Specifically, Bill C-75 proposes to hybridize Section 279.02 sub 1, the material benefit from trafficking, Section 286.2 sub 1, material benefit from sexual services, and Section 279.03 sub 1, withholding or destroying documents for the purposes of human trafficking, which are currently indictable offenses. If the amendments to hybridize these three offenses in Bill C-75 are accepted, a trafficker found guilty of these offenses could end up with a fine for $5,000 and face no jail time.
The government is essentially watering down very serious criminal charges by adding a possible summary conviction as a crown option. Now, this would result in a penalty as low as a fine for what was an indictable offense with a penalty of up to 10 years. These charges include abduction of a child under the age of 14, material benefit from trafficking, breach of prison, participation in a terrorist group or criminal organization, advocating genocide and arson for fraudulent purposes. Mr. Speaker, the list goes on.
Ask the citizens of Canada if they are aware of the possible dangers that the government is allowing to happen to our children in Canada. And I believe it's kind of exposed in Bill C-75. And they've lessened the sentencing for someone that can assault children, and that is in every way, whether it be rape, murdering a child.
Kidnapping, kidnapping children under 16 and kidnapping children under 14 have been brought down from indictable offenses that were up to 10 years each, now 2 years less a day down to a fine, which is disturbing that those two charges would be even included in that list.
Yeah.
Mr. Speaker, the Minister of Justice claims that Bill C-75 has nothing to do with sentencing. Bill C-75 makes serious indictable offenses prosecutable by way of summary conviction. So instead of a sentence of up to 10 years, if prosecuted by way of summary conviction, the maximum sentence would be 2 years less a day, or as little as a mere fine.
There was also the repeal of the Vagrancy Act and repeal of the law about keeping a common body house. But many other sections of this bill cry out for further amendment.
Further, a special Senate report considering Indigenous women as victims of crime found that their offenders often receive lesser sentences than if the victim was a non-Indigenous female. Such factors demonstrate that the proposed amendments in C-75 to provide discretionary prosecution of hybrid offenses will significantly increase the likelihood that a human trafficking offense against an Indigenous woman would likely proceed as a summary conviction offense, further denying them justice.
Too many of us we're busy in our lives, raising our children, working, paying our bills, and we just don't have the time to pay attention to what's really happening. So they're slipping all this stuff by us right in front of our eyes. And so many people I know, and I used to be like it as well, say I'm not political, you know, I don't pay attention. It is so vital right now in Canada to please at least open one eye to what is going on.
Consecutive sentencing. Human traffickers often exploit more than one individual at the same time and may often be charged with multiple human trafficking offenses for multiple victims. While the elimination of consecutive sentencing would mean that an individual found trafficking several victims would end up only having to serve the imprisonment for one of the offenses. The loss of consecutive sentencing will also be a contributing factor to victims' continued reluctance to come forward and report a crime due to the immense fear and psychological control that their traffickers have over them.
This is the Liberal answer to the current backlog in the justice system, a crisis created by not appointing the adequate number of judges to the bench. Canadians know this. When a perpetrator of a serious crime is set free with a mere fine, he or she hasn't paid the price for that crime.
Bill Sanders, judicial discretion in Indigenous victims. Indigenous women are the highest represented victim group in human trafficking in Canada. They only make up 4% of the population of Canada, but make up at least 50% of the victims of human trafficking. Due to systemic discrimination within policing and judicial systems, Indigenous victims of human trafficking often do not report their crimes.
But right now, it's so extremely to the left. We need a huge swing to the right to stop these crimes being normalized.
The treasons that these governments are committing, and then that goes for the PC government as well. We need to go back to normality. And you know, I see the world as a pretty messed up place right now, but Canada is like it's never ever been. And I think you feel the same way. You know,
absolutely.
We're watching things that you would expect to see in Hollywood movie, not in our country.
We're very concerned about a bill that's before Parliament right now. This bill is known as C-75. And I'm particularly concerned with respect to the downgrading of very many serious offenses in the criminal code. And this is why we want to bring this to your attention. With you, Michael, and I have, we have a few concerns on this, don't we? Particularly with respect to the hybridization. Did you want to address that?
Yeah, well, what the government is doing is reclassifying a whole bunch of offenses that are currently solely indictable offenses. So there are three types of offenses. There are indictable offenses for the most serious offenses in the criminal code. There are summary conviction offenses, which are for minor crimes, say a minor property crime. And then there are hybrid offenses, which mean they could be prosecuted either as an indictable offense or a summary conviction offense. So what the government's doing is taking a bunch of solely indictable offenses.
Serious offenses.
And making them hybrid offenses. These offenses include such things as impaired driving causing bodily harm, arson for a fraudulent purpose, human trafficking, kidnapping a minor, and that's just scratching the surface.
This is what's astounding to me. I mean, when you think about how critical it is to discourage people and to make people accountable in the area of impaired driving, the idea that somebody who is convicted of impaired driving causing bodily harm, damaging somebody, could get away with, on a summary conviction, with as little as a fine. I mean, I think most Canadians are with us on this, that this is a serious crime, and it's not one that should be downgraded like that.
Well, exactly. And so why this is significant in terms of reclassifying is that the maximum sentence for these very serious offenses would go from 10 years down to 2 years less a day. Between if it was prosecuted as an indictable versus a summary conviction
right
offense.
Right on.
So right now, impaired driving causing bodily harm, a 10-year maximum sentence. The government is moving that up to 14 years. That's fine. We support that.
Yes.
That makes sense. A judge could fashion a sentence from up to 14 years. It could be less, but the judge would have that discretion. Now, under Bill C-75, if a prosecutor decided to go by way of summary conviction, the judge could only impose 2 years less a day.
That's the maximum.
The maximum.
Yeah, that's right, the maximum.
Yeah.
And I think most Canadians, I brought these to people's attention over the last number of months or something, people are quite concerned about that.
Are there other things on that bill that would harm our children?
Well, there's disposing of a body, of a child's body. Now, I don't know if that's in regards to what age limit that is or not. It just disturbs me, and almost like promotes people to kill their children and hide their bodies, kind of thing. And like, I don't know, that used to be a very, how do I say, look down on offense, something that society really, you know, was disgusted by. And now it's almost like they're trying to desensitize us all to this so that it becomes a normal thing. And I think that's what disturbs me the most, because there's nothing normal about that, right? If your baby dies or something happens, then you at least get them to the hospital to get, you know, everything dealt with properly. And if they can be helped or anything, you know, I mean, but to go hide their body, if you, I don't know, it's just pretty disgusting stuff in my books.
And it's not just that section as well.
Yeah, and on impaired driving, we're talking about the leading criminal cause of death and injury in Canada.
Yeah.
Each day, four Canadians are killed at the hands of an impaired driver. Dozens more are injured. And so it sends exactly the wrong message. It sends the message that impaired driving causing bodily harm isn't a serious offense, when we know it's a very serious offense.
Okay, so with that being said, we have an entire plethora of people now able to commit crimes and get minimum sentences. You see, if you confront the Liberal Party about this, they'll say, but we raised the minimum, but that doesn't help raising the minimum when you've lowered the maximum. When they've gone from 10 years down to 2 years less a day, or down to a fine, anywhere in between there, that raising the minimum thing really doesn't mean a whole lot. The point is, these people can now get away with crimes that are very serious, and a lot of them are aimed at children. But also, if you look at it, a lot of these charges that they've altered also would help, say, a politician who has deceived the public, a politician who has basically thrown the public under the bus, okay? There's not really a lot you can say about it. So, with everything being said, the whole point of doing this is only to aid the guilty. It's the only things I can see by the charges listed. And at the end of the video here, I'm going to run the charges down on a scroll for you so you can see exactly which charges are have been altered. This is not good. The reason I think that it's going to be more costly overall in the long run is because look at the devastation of each drinking and driving accident, what it causes. You got the whole court proceedings, and then you got, you know, the hospital visits, any form of physiotherapies and all this different kinds of stuff for the victims. Plus, you've got therapy afterwards with psychiatrists and stuff some people need from having the trauma. You've got the costs of the insurance companies, you have the cost of actually the insurance companies and the medical system both bear the brunt of these costs. The easiest fix to this is to hire more judges and more court staff, i.e. the stenographers and all these different people who run the court system. Hire more, fill up these courtrooms that are sitting empty all day, and get these people pushed through quicker. There's no sense in letting them off with their crimes. Instead of, that's almost like, we can't beat them, let's join them. It's wrong. What we need to do is hire more judges, we need to hire more court personnel, and get these cases pushed through in a faster amount of time, so that there's no discrepancies about fair trial or speedy trial. And I think the more proactive we get, and the less apathetic we are, we'll get a better grip on this. But letting people off for their crime is not a solution to crime. It's like trying to put out a fire, pouring gasoline on it. It's not going to work. And they know it. That's the whole point. The Liberal Party knows it. We need to defeat this bill. And my friend Dennis Chapman has worked very hard on a petition. We'd like to have this bill repealed and either rewritten or just scrapped because it's a detriment all society, but mostly the children. So what we want to do is get everyone to sign this petition, and we can get it. We have an MP ready to bring it into the House of Commons for us and present it. So if you can pass the link, I will leave the link below in the description box or in the comments, whichever the platform allows. And I will put it on the screen as well if you just want to type it in, like freeze frame it and type it into your computer. That's awesome, and please sign the petition, and it will get into the House of Commons. We just need the signatures required. I hope you all have a great, great day, and I understand one thing. The only thing I'm concerned about here is injustice and corruption. I'm not worried about who passed the bill. I'm not worried about when it was debated or how it was debated. My main concern here is stopping this unjust piece of legislation. I hope you all have a great day. Thank you.
Sprott's been quoted in this debate before, the former chair of the Canadian Criminal Lawyers Association. But as he put it, quote, it all sounded so good, but it has all gone so wrong. Particularly in relation to access to justice and fairness, which has actually been worsened in this bill.